This is Positive Outcomes, a podcast for the P&L community. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Jeff Newell, your host for this episode. We have a great show lined up for you today. Ether Benter of Unique is with us to discuss an important product that I'm really excited about. I've seen it a while ago, and now we are going to be able to look at it firsthand. That topic is, why is it important for your patients to show their individuality with their prosthetic device? Just to give you a little bit of history here before we get into this, Ether has a very storied career in the prosthetic community. He's been prosthetics and orthotics for quite some time. He was the VP of Global Sales and later President of Oster America Division, which saw the introduction to one of their high-end products, their concept devices, which was the Cheetah, which I'm sure you guys have all heard of, and it was released during his time there. Fast forward a few years and a couple of successful startups later, he founded Unique. And that's what we're going to look at today. Thanks again, Ether, for joining us today. Really appreciate you taking time out of your day to spend a little time with us.
Thank you for having me. Excited about this.
Good, as I am. I met up with you a while back when you were first introducing the Unique covers back in Leipzig. I don't know, how many years ago was that?
That was back in 2014 in Leipzig, where we basically launched the company. So that was a big milestone for us. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I remember.
I remember walking. It's been a while. Yes, that's right. And it's almost 7 years now.
Yeah. Well, I remember walking up to your booth and I said, that's Ether. What's he doing at Unique? I guess he's just looking at the covers or something. And then I got talking to you and found out that you were Unique. So it was quite kind of neat to see.
I'm Unique.
So let's get started here. How did the concept of Unique even come about?
Yes, that's an interesting story. I mean, it's really a combination, I would say, of two factors. One is probably more a cultural change that we have seen in our industry among our amputees. And in another way, it is changing technology that allowed us to do what we are doing. But first of all, I mean, the cultural change or kind of this new zeitgeist among amputees is that they just don't accept anymore to be handed things over. And this is what you're going to wear for the next 3 years or 5 years. There's a new generation of amputees that is growing up that just says, you know, I want a choice. I'm used to that with everything else I wear or buy, and including, you know, medical related items like just your prescription eyewear. And so it just, you know, there is just a new generation of amputees that is just saying, okay, I'm just not accepting this. And so that is definitely one part. And my co-founder, he was an amputee, or is an amputee, and he worked with me at Oster, where I was, like you mentioned. And both him and me, we just felt like, you know, we did many good things, I believe, at Oster, and we were very focused on function. We were not very much focused on this aspect, the design part, even if you could almost call it fashion part. And we both felt that there was still a job left to be done, and luckily we found people who had kind of the same ideas. There was an individual I got to know. I lived in San Francisco for a while. I was running another company called Exobionics, and I got pulled in by a designer that was working on some beautiful. He called it fairings, prosthetic fairings. His name was Scott Summit. And he was a former designer from Apple, and he was obviously had no idea about this industry, but he knew a lot about 3D printing, and he had actually got some IP together as well, filed for some IP that was interesting to make these things. And so I thought, okay, if we can maybe connect these two dots, maybe we have something. But then on the other hand, you know, the technology, like I said earlier, had developed a lot. And back in the days, 3D printing was extremely expensive, and it was just not possible to create anything that made business sense back before 2014. But back in 2014-15, there was some significant changes, and there were some patents that came off 3D printers that led to that they dropped in price a lot. And it really made it possible suddenly to create a business around what we are doing. And then all the developments, not just 3D printing, the app that we use to capture all the biometrics, that obviously has developed tremendously with the smartphones in everybody's hands. So this is kind of the thing that led to that we felt in 2014 that this might be the right time to create Unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Just to add to that, I go across Canada quite a bit and I'm in and out of all the facilities. And one of the big things there that I've been seeing more and more is that patients understand I'm an amputee and I don't want to hide it. I want to show it off. And they really want to show off their device and say, hey, look at how cool this device is, instead of trying to put some sort of foam cover on or something to that effect. They want to show it off and show how neat and high tech their new device is.
Yeah.
And this, I think, falls right into play with that.
Exactly. I mean, people are literally, I would say, coming out of hiding. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to hide anymore.
Mm-hmm. And there's no need for them to hide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't want them to hide. And we want them to have the option not having to hide. I mean, of course, it makes many times sense to hide it. But if they want to show, they could show. They should be entitled to do that.
Exactly.
And that is a little bit what we, in the beginning, maybe this was a gut feeling of ours. More and more, we heard though the voices of strong-minded amputees that you said, you know, I'm not accepting this anymore. But then what is interesting now that we are working, on a big project now with a veterans organization, and they did a research in the US among veterans amputees on, this was like 2 years ago, on what is the most important thing that now amputees see as hindrance, basically, of living an active life, a full life. And it's not anymore the walking. It's not anymore the running event, because we can get that done. Of course, it's always a challenge, but you know, we have now the technology and we have rehabilitation that can do amazing things. But they say it's the body image. That's actually rated in a study by the VA as the number one of the top factors, body image and depression that oftentimes comes from that. And so there is definitely that. We were actually not surprised to see that, because this is what we are hearing all the time from the people who use our products, that they come from shame over to style.
Exactly.
I mean,
You know, it's they want, as I said earlier, they want to show it off, and so they should, you know. Mm-hmm. How important is it for the end user to be involved with the design of these products?
It's increasingly important, because in the past, I remember at Oster back in the days when we were developing our product, it was always the same amputee that we were working with, you know, and it was kind of limited access to amputees. Also, social media has obviously changed that. But what has mainly changed is that by giving people choice back in 2014, starting back then, you gave people a taste of something that they are not going away from again. I mean, now they just want more, and they have a lot of ideas. And so we actually engage quite a lot with our community of amputees. They are very much part of the company nowadays, and they participate in the development of future products. We call them collabs, or actually the uniquers. And for instance, now during COVID times, they participated very much in making our new product catalog, initiating photographers in the regions because nobody could travel. And they are very proud of participating and excited, obviously, to participate in the design. And that's just going to increase more and more, this kind of involvement. I'm not an amputee. I cannot completely understand what they are going through and what they would like, what they see ahead. And so it's extremely, extremely important for us, and a big part of our DNA.
That's really nice to hear that you have gotten the end user involved. And just as you said, we're not amputees. We don't know what they're going through. We can try and understand, but until you're there, I don't think we ever will. And I think it's just marvelous that you're getting them involved and getting their feedback so that you can develop your products that really will accommodate an amputee. You touched on it a little bit earlier, 3D printing and the app. I've taken a look at the app and I think it's unbelievable. Can you touch a little bit about the app and how the 3D printing has come about and where it's headed?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, in many ways, what the philosophy behind what we are doing was also, how can we make this as accessible as possible to many people? And in a way, you could say that it's about democratization of design, of choice. And to do that, we found out very early that obviously because it's 3D printed, everything we do is customized to each individual. We rely on scans. We found out obviously that is not a very scalable technology. It was very expensive. And so as such, we started to look for other alternatives. And of course, I mean, a smartphone is like the most powerful robot you can think about sitting in your hands more and more all around the world. And so we thought, okay, let's try with the smartphone and the app to create basically a capturing device that allows you not only just to take to basically turn it into a scanner to capture the biometrics, but also to kind of create almost like a shopping experience in the app that kind of leads you through the process of selecting the design, selecting the color, selecting the extras you want, basically as you would go through an IKEA store. And you just led through it. and so we saw that this was not just a tremendous tool to kind of make it convenient for the clinicians to give people choice, but also, like I said, create some kind of an exciting shopping experience for our amputees. So as such, it's actually tailored for both. I mean, the amputees can start, they can start play with it, they can pick up the designs, and then they can easily just, as they get into the middle of it, they can just push email, and that goes to the prosthetist, and the prosthetist can kind of finish the process. We work only with prosthetists in terms of buying the final transaction is normally always done with clinics in our case. And so this also makes it kind of very coherent and easy for both to participate in this process, in this buying process, so to say.
Yeah, I think it's very cool that the end user can take a look at what's available, can see all the designs, the colors, the finishes, all before he gets or she gets to the clinic, and then it's not all just thrown at them right away and they've got to make a decision quick. They can really take their time and get a cover that is really going to be suitable for them and something that they're going to like.
Exactly.
One of the things that go along with your covers are the, that's very unique, no pun intended there, but the magnet attachments. You have a magnet attachment or a screw attachment. Can you just touch on those a little bit? Because I think it's very, very cool, this magnet, how it works, and how did that even come about?
Yeah, I mean, this is another way actually of us listening really carefully to the customers, really putting on kind of pushing on the empathy button here and hearing what they go through every day. And what we have learned from especially the ones that use our covers the most is that, you know, in the end, they are not accepting just wearing one cover. They want another cover for other occasions, for when they dress differently. And so they want an easy way to snap this on and off. And that is really what this snapping mechanism gives us, that it provides us with it becomes more like almost like an accessory that you can just, like your clothes, you just take on quick and off it goes and on it goes. And so that is literally the philosophy behind that. And we continue to look for, I mean, there are a lot of things that our amputees and our uniquers, like we call them, are telling us. And we have on our list, and you will see that will come in the near future. It's a true blessing to have this kind of community that you can talk to like this. Because, like I said, I've been in this industry like you for a long time.
Yeah.
And, remember those times where it was really hard actually to reach out to amputees. It was just layer after layer you had to go through. You know, there was no social media. You had to go through distributors. You had to go through clinics. You got to the amputees. And it was very sporadic, and it was not this kind of like you can instantly now get this feedback so quickly. And for instance, in this VA project that we are working with, the veterans organization. We will have about 10 to 15 both veterans as well as civilians working with us directly on developing what we are doing there.
Now, these covers, they're very neat looking. They're very decorative, which is great. But there's also another element to these covers, and that's the protective element. Can you elaborate on this a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if we go back in time, I mean, the main reason for a cover was to protect the bionics or whatever it's protecting underneath. So it has to be kind of water resistant. It has to be strong enough to basically protect often gears that, as you know, is oftentimes very, very expensive. And that is also why insurance steps up and pays for covers in many countries. And so it plays a big role. And we constantly look, I mean, obviously the decorative part is very important, but the protective part is also extremely important. And in the beginning, we really struggled with coming up with 3D printed covers that were strong enough. I mean, they were breaking a lot. That was actually one of the main reasons for claims back in the days. Now that it's with the help of 3D printing technology and materials, that is completely almost gone now. And it continues to get just stronger and better. We just launched, for instance, now a new endurance line of protective covers that is for people who are actually high active. And what's actually beautiful about that material is that it is actually soft. And it gives you both kind of something that's soft on your skin, but also protective. So protection is extremely important part of this equation as well.
I'm sure you've seen some real crazy design requests. What were some of the ones that you've received to accommodate an end user's individuality? What's some of the ones that really stood out in your mind that you thought, boy, this is pretty creative?
Well, I've seen so many. I mean, it's amazing what people imagination. It's crazy, and that's what's great about this. This really gets people to think and to look at what is possible. And the one that probably the most sticks out is Alex Minsky, who joined us on very early on, 2014. He's a veteran and lost his leg in Afghanistan and became a model. And extremely good looking, and had tattoos all over his body. And he came to us and said, guys, I would like to basically finish the whole tattoo work by creating something that looks really like tattoos, but in the form of a rising phoenix. And so he created this for him, and it looked like flames basically striking up and was an extremely exciting project to work on it. He then took it on to the New York Fashion Week, actually, and was the first amputee ever to work on New York Fashion Week. It was very exciting, of course.
Well, that'd be very cool. Very rewarding to see stuff like that and hear about things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. And it's like that every day here, you know. Mm-hmm. It's every day. There are stories like that. Yeah. It brings you out of bed, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So where does Unique go from here? What are you guys working on? Without spilling the beans, what can you tell us that we're going to be looking forward to in the future?
Yeah, I mean, we continue to do obviously a lot of work with our covers, and that is obviously our holy grail, and it's what we know the best, and we are proud to be the kind of the leader in 3D printed covers in the world today, shipping thousands of these all around 30 countries. So we are obviously we protect that very well by continuously innovating in that field. Just this endurance line is one example of that. We will have few other new cover types coming out till end of this year. Now it's about very much when it comes to the covers to help us to really to scale that as much as we can, make it more accessible to as many people as possible. And, you know, working with guys like you at Orthoped is obviously part of that. And so working really with the distribution model, making this more intuitive, making this more so that it's hassle-free. And we believe so that we are there because in the market of Germany, which is extremely tough market to be in, it's by far our biggest market. And there it's more and more the prosthetist that is pushing for the product, actually more than the end user. And so that's where we are trying to get with Appline. But we are also looking into other areas. Obviously, prosthetics is very much at our heart. We like to continue. Our uniquers or our users are telling us, why don't you expand into sockets? Why don't you expand into feet? And so we are exploring those areas. We are working in collaboration, like I said earlier, with the veterans organization on 3D printed products in prosthetics. And so you will see hopefully some of those even come out this year. But we explore also other areas, like we looked into orthotics. We have the beauty about 3D printing is that you can go very fast from concept to product. So we tried out, for instance, scoliosis braces. They were at that time not very cost effective. So we had to unfortunately abandon or stop that project. But who knows, we might go back to that again, because the technology and the markets are changing all the time. And I think it was just a matter of time. So, but at the moment, we are very focused on the prosthetic part, at least this year and probably well into next year.
Are you going to look at upper extremity prosthetics at all?
Yes, we will have some announcements about that, even as early as this year.
Exciting.
Yeah. It's obviously very important for those who have to wear upper extremity prosthetics, because, you know, it's so visual, and we like to help with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and with that, we'd like to thank you very much for listening to this episode. I'd like to give a big thank you to Ethor for joining us today. It's always a pleasure talking to you. Of course, if you have a show or topic for further episodes, you can email us at positiveoutcome@ortoped.ca. New episodes are released every other Thursday at positiveoutcomes.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. Positive Outcomes is a production of Ortoped ULC in conjunction with our partners, produced by Jonathan Stone and Frederick Sauvé, and hosted by myself, Jeff Newell, and Simon Beals. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.